This is Jerry Blumberg.
Messy house. So clean house. Make a clean sweep of malice and pretense, envy and hurtful talk. You've had a taste of God. Now, like infants at the breast, drink deep of God's pure kindness. Then you'll grow up mature and whole in God. 1 Peter 2, 1-3. My house is normally pretty tidy with things picked up and a clean kitchen to work in. But I hire a couple of girls to come in twice a month to deep clean. The other day I walked into the house after lunch and it looked like a whirlwind had hit it. Because of the holiday, my cleaning girl had brought a couple of extra friends to catch up on the missed day. All the furniture was pulled away from the walls. One girl was on a step stool wiping down bookshelves. Another had the kitchen torn apart and was spraying and wiping the counters and cupboards. I heard others in the back of the house making noises with vacuums and mops. You would think I was messy and dirty. On the surface, the house looked fine, but underneath the furniture, behind the books, in the nooks and crannies out of sight, dirt and dust lingered and multiplied. It made me wonder about the state of my heart and life. I can put on a good face and attitude, and people observing will think all is well. Not much cleaning up for her to do. But is my heart and mind free of fear, prejudice, frustration, anger, pride, and selfishness? Honestly, no. If I had to clean them up all by myself, I would fail miserably. But God took the giant vacuum cleaner to my life when I confessed my sins and weaknesses to Him and accepted His offer of love and forgiveness. Jesus' blood cleansed me and gave me life eternal. Yet, this world still leaves our feet dusty as we walk the roads of life. The news indicates that things are hardly tidy and free of grime. We have experienced a week with the murders of police officers in Dallas, rallies in cities across the nation to protest racism, lies and distortions by politicians. And that is only in the United States. The rest of the world is hurting too. We will never live in a perfect world, this side of heaven, but we have help and hope from God's Word, the Bible. When we spend time reading, meditating, journaling, confessing our sins, and praying over the truths that we read, God promises to grow us up into mature people. Just as my grandgirlies had to learn to walk one step at a time, so do we. The love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness, gentleness, and self-control are a result of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Only then will anger on the streets be replaced with love, racism be replaced with acceptance, rudeness be replaced with kindness, pride be replaced with humility, fear be replaced with hope, division be replaced with unity. The disorder and disarray in my house? By the time they left, everything was back in place. The sink sparkled and the floors glistened. Maybe it's time to check the corners and pockets of your hearts and minds for dust and grime. Give Jesus the opportunity to clean up your mess and make your life clean and whole, ready to be a light and witness for Him to a darkened world.
This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.